This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Kara Alicia. Kara is the board president of Breakthrough T1D. Hey there, Kara. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thank you for having me. This is so exciting. I drove up from Salem and always enjoy coming to Portland and visiting our beautiful city.
Awesome. So I think we probably should get started today by telling everybody, what is Breakthrough T1D? What is that?
Yeah, so Breakthrough T1D is a nonprofit to support those living with type 1 diabetes. Breakthrough T1D, formerly known as JDRF, it is the leading organization, global organization for type 1 diabetes research and advocacy.
And you say it used to be JDRF.
Yeah, so Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And you may or may not know, but adults live with type 1 diabetes too. And a big reason of many of the name change is so that we can be inclusive and represent our entire community, because it's not just children who get diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, but adults also get diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
In full disclosure, I am an adult.
Yeah.
Who contracted diabetes when I was 42 years old.
Exactly. It's a disease, unfortunately, that anyone can get at any age.
So let's maybe describe what type 1 diabetes is.
So type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune condition that causes the pancreas to make very little to no insulin, which then this leads to dependence on insulin therapy with the use of artificial insulin. And you're at risk of short or long-term complications, unfortunately.
How is it managed when you say with insulin? How is that done? I know because I do it.
I know.
But yeah. I want you to tell us.
Yeah. So on a broad level, type 1 diabetes is managed not just by your sugar intake. A lot of people think you need to watch your sugar, but we actually watch our carbohydrates and carbohydrate counts when we're deciding our ratios for how much artificial insulin that we need to inject into our bodies. I say our, like I have it. I do not have it, but my now almost 16-year-old son has type 1 diabetes, and he was diagnosed at 5. So when he's young and when parents of young children get diagnosed, you are their pancreas. So there are different ways to manage type 1 diabetes with the, like I mentioned, the injection of artificial insulin. Some use needles, some use pens, and others, like my son, use a pump. And we also monitor blood sugars with continuous glucose monitors. They're devices that stick on your body that send in a little needle every few minutes, maybe?
I think it's every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes, yeah. That pokes your skin and checks your blood glucose levels, which helps you determine how to manage your sugars for the day. Does that sound about right for
Sounds
you?
About, right.
About how your life is?
Yeah. It's so great to have the continuous glucose monitor, or what's usually referred to as a CGM.
Mm-hmm.
And it sends that information to your pump.
Mm-hmm.
And things have become quite a lot more automated than they used to be.
Absolutely. And another reason why the name change from JDRF to Breakthrough T1D, because researchers are literally breaking through barriers and finding new ways of treatment and hopefully for a cure. And that is, like I mentioned, another reason why we have Breakthrough as part of our name.
Well, and your son and me were perfect examples of why the name change. You know, he was a juvenile when diagnosed, and I was an adult.
Absolutely. And those juveniles become adults, and we still want to represent those children that are now grown adults who are still living with and managing daily their type 1 diabetes.
Do you want to share your story about your son and how he was diagnosed and what was that like?
Yeah. So 5 years old, we were talking about this earlier, is really hard for a kiddo to tell you how they're feeling. And he had traditional symptoms of type 1 diabetes, but we didn't know it then. It was very similar to flu-like symptoms, lethargic, frequent urination, very clammy in the skin, weight loss, grumpy. But then you're trying to decide, is that toddler grumpy or is it there's something else going on? And after lots of visits to the doctor, we finally got a diagnosis because, unfortunately, type 1 diabetes is rare. So it's not always the first thing that doctors look into when an individual with type 1 is going into the doctors and they don't know why their body is so sick. So we had that T1D diagnosis, and immediately from Salem, they sent us up to Dornbecker's Children's Hospital where we could get specialized care with a pediatric endocrinologist. And we were there for four nights, 5 days, and had the best team. And honestly, that is where I learned all about what was then JDRF. With Rufus the bear. You'll have to look that up because that is such a fun gift that kiddos with T1D receive upon diagnosis, which is now, of course, Breakthrough T1D. And that is where my story of getting involved with this nonprofit began. Volunteered in all different capacities, from the walk to speaking at events. And now I am the Oregon Community Board President, and being able to come here on your show today and speak with you.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
How is your son doing now?
He's great. I mean, he's a typical teenager. So not only are we managing teenage behavior, but also because type 1 diabetes is part of your endocrine system, or it affects your endocrine system, it also has a mental health component that you need to make sure that you're managing and taking care of. So sometimes when things go awry in our life, I'm like, is this teenage behavior or is this blood sugar speaking to us right now? But he actually manages it very well now that he's on a pump and has his Dexcom G7. You know, the technology has helped him tremendously be independent. And my only hope is that the tech improves and eventually we'll find a cure. So when he becomes an adult, I don't have to worry as much. But I think parents always worry.
Yeah, I think you'll probably always have that concern in the back of your mind.
Yeah, yeah. And which, you know, why I'm here today, speaking of parents always having that worry, I am actually hosting or facilitating a parent panel for those parents that live with kiddos with type 1 diabetes at our annual community summit, which is on March 8th, Saturday, March 8th. So it is coming up, and that is going to be in Oregon City. But remember, this isn't just for juveniles. It is an all ages event because everybody, all ages, you know, get diagnosed and live with type 1 diabetes. And that's really what we're here to talk about today, is the summit and why it's important and who's going to be there. And we're so appreciative of you for allowing us to talk about it today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment. We're talking today with Kara Alicia, board president of Breakthrough T1D. So at the summit, what's going to happen? What are we going to see there?
Yeah. So we are going to have the director of Harold Schnitzer's Diabetes Health Center at OHSU, Dr. Radhika Busui. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing the name correctly. And she will provide a research update sharing some exciting news and advancement in the type 1 diabetes world. And then, of course, like I mentioned, I will be facilitating the parent panel, which it's one of the breakouts. And if you are a parent of a T1D, definitely I recommend going to that. The other breakout is Rising Above the Highs and the Lows of Diabetes, so strategies for staying sane in the madness. You know how I mentioned there's that mental health component.
Oh, yeah.
So we're actually going to have Dr. Michael Harris with OHSU and Dr. Ryan Tweet with OHSU talk about how to manage those highs and lows and that mental stress component. And then our last breakout is Accelerating Breakthroughs, how clinical trials are shaping the next generation of T1D treatments. So we'll have Dr. Laura Tremblay, who is also a board member.
Oh, nice.
She's absolutely wonderful. Dr. Radhika Busui and Boo. I apologize. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing the first name from Ben Arroyo Research Institute. And then, of course, our very inspiring keynote speaker, McKenna McKee. McKenna is a national champion cyclist living with T1D herself. And so she's going to share her personal story about managing type 1 diabetes as well as while being an athlete. And this is a family-friendly event, so bring everyone, and it's completely free.
Cool. Now, what are the dates and location again? Oh,
yeah, so Saturday, March 8th, so coming right up at Providence Willamette Falls Community Center, which is in Oregon City.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to it in the past, and it's a great event. You get to meet a lot of people, share a lot of stories, learn a bunch of information that you maybe didn't know, and are there going to be diabetes product makers there too?
Yeah, so that's what I was just going to mention. The vendors, we honestly couldn't hold these events without our proud partners in the type 1 diabetes community. So we will have vendors there that are representatives of products that our T1Ds use every day and that their families use to help manage their T1D.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great because it's kind of even eye-opening to see, like, wow, this technology is really advanced. It's out there.
It's wild. And then, of course, you know, I'm sure the doctors will be talking about this through the breakthroughs. But then you add on the stem cell therapy research that's going on right now, and it's mind-blowing that knowing how close we are to a cure is... You know, back in the day, they used to say, oh, in our lifetime, and then people would lose hope, or in 10 years. I think it's much closer to that, and it is super exciting. I mean, they're doing stem cell therapies with the use of immunosuppressants, but now you're hearing of stem cell therapy transplant without the use of having to have immunosuppressants. So that, to me, is like the ultimate cure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what's so great is a lot of this research is being done right up the hill, right at OHSU.
OHSU has been an incredible partner with the research on type 1 diabetes.
Talk about the Breakthrough T1D. What's your mission and purpose?
Breakthrough T1D has led the search for cues for T1D since... Actually, the organization started more than 50 years ago. It was founded in 1970s by families of children living with T1D, actually moms, when the disease was known as, you know, you can't see my quote, air quotes here, but juvenile diabetes. And because it was frequently diagnosed in, and of course, strongly associated with juveniles or children, hence the name JDF, which was a Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. I'm sorry, actually, we were just discussing this. So it started as JDF, so Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. Then it went to Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and then JDRF, shortening the acronym to just the acronym, and then now Breakthrough to Wendy. So,
yeah, it's the name change really represents more of the community.
It does. Yeah, it represents families like mine and individual grown adults like yourself. Mm-hmm. And we forget about that. And also with a lot of Breakthrough T. Wendy's marketing now, they're showcasing grown adults in their content. So we are more representative of the individuals that we serve as a nonprofit.
Hey, you mentioned one of the athletes that's going to be at the summit, and you and I think back to seeing ad campaigns for Dexcom that feature one of the Jonas Brothers,
yes,
and other professional football players,
yep,
that have diabetes, and it's like, wow. Mm-hmm. That's pretty great to see them representing.
Yeah, if you just, you know, look up on TikTok and Instagram, you will see some amazing influencers out there sharing about type 1 diabetes and the daily lives of those living with T1D. We need more awareness on this disease. I would love to see kiddos and adults who have undiagnosed type 1 diabetes to be able to go to their doctor on their first visit when they're not feeling well and to be able to be diagnosed immediately and correctly. That would be a great vision for our future, but also, you know, living a world without T1D too.
Yeah. And maybe this would be a good time to describe the difference between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes.
Right.
Because type 2 seems to be much more prevalent.
It's very prevalent. And type 1 diabetes, like I mentioned, is an autoimmune disease. And you cannot control whether you get diagnosed or not by your healthy eating habits and exercise. That's not type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is typically diagnosed in individuals who may live a more, as you would say, unhealthy lifestyle. But it actually, there is individuals with type 2 diabetes who live a very healthy lifestyle, and it's genetic. But typically you can control type 2 diabetes with healthier food choices and exercise. T1Ds, type 1 diabetics, on the other hand, have to have artificial insulin every day in order to survive. And yes, it's healthy, you know, in general to watch your consumption of sugar and carbohydrates, but having a cake slice isn't going to be the end of the world for a type 1. And that, especially as a parent to a type 1, we want our kids to feel the most normal when they're out in the community and at school and with their friends. And so, yes, we want them to eat cake. We want them to have that candy bar at Halloween. We just will have to carb or count the carbohydrates, mm-hmm, and where others don't have to. But yeah, so that's the difference with the main difference with type 1 and type 2. They are, I wish they were named differently,
yeah,
honestly,
yeah, me too.
Because there's so much confusion around the two different types of diabetes.
One of the biggest misconceptions I think about type 1 diabetes is sugar has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Nothing. And so many people with type 1 diabetes live with the stigma of people judging them and their food choices.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't eat that. You're a diabetic.
Like, actually, they need sugar to survive sometimes,
right, exactly,
if you have a super low.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then you find yourself, you know, or your child up in the middle of the night, chugging down some pure maple syrup or glucose tablets, yeah, just to survive.
Yeah, if you get a little too much insulin, you need the sugar to counteract that.
So you would never find a sugar-free household in a type 1 household.
Right. I've got my little cupboard stacked with little candies and carbs of some sort.
Yeah. What is your go-to?
Usually, I like a tortilla chip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that thick starch in there is helpful to keep your sugars down. But I think our go-to in our household is juice. Brody just likes some good old juice.
Yeah,
I've got
apple juice standing by just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that stood out to me on the day that I was diagnosed is I was talking with the nurse and she was kind of explaining what to expect and what to do. And I'm like, well, I don't understand this. I'm just so confused. And she's like, You can eat a wedding cake if you want to, as long as you have enough insulin to cover it.
Yes.
Your life's not over. Your food choices, you need to make sure you're making good food choices, mm-hmm. but you can still eat pretty much anything you want.
Yeah, I do appreciate that with our diabetes educators at OHSU. In fact, they wouldn't even let us check out of the hospital upon diagnosis until we attended all of the educational and nutrition classes. To make sure we could do the carbohydrate counts. And that's when they reminded us, you can eat anything and everything as long as your body's not allergic to X, Y, Z, because we want you to feel as normal as possible. You just will have to give yourself a little more insulin if you decide to eat that whole wedding cake.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think I'll eat a whole wedding cake, but yes. It's nice. It was comforting for me to know that that wasn't taken off the table. That choice wasn't, I'm not being denied sugar of any kind.
It's very reassuring. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
One of the most frustrating things about type 1 diabetes is different results when doing the same thing. eating the same meal, you get different blood sugar results. And that to me is like, okay, that's when I get really frustrated.
Every day is different for a T1D. And I think that's what people don't understand. Like, oh, well, yesterday seemed like a great day. Oh, it was a great day yesterday, but today is a whole new day, and my body is saying, nope, not today.
Yeah. I maintained my blood sugar at 120 yesterday, and today it's 250.
Right.
Why?
Yeah, yeah. And that's the frustration with those living with type 1. I mean, thankfully, we have these technologies to help manage, but they're like, you'll have those unicorn days is what I call them, like that perfect 100 or in your case, your 120 as far as your glucose levels. But it is okay to not have a perfect day. And briefly, like we were talking about the mental health aspect of it. Don't get down on yourself. Like don't be too hard on yourself. If you are living with T1D and you have those off days, you are doing your best. And parents, you are doing your best taking care of your kiddos. We see you and we hear you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about ways people can get involved with Breakthrough T1D.
Oh, my goodness. Such a great question. Of course, come to our community summit on March 8th in Oregon City. But we have a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. We have our advocacy, where we are talking with our state and federal legislators on importance of the special diabetes program and passing bills of insulin affordability. I've been there and done that. Mm-hmm. It is powerful to share your story in front of people who have the ability to make change. And then we have our annual walk here. Anywhere from 800 to a couple thousand people. It is a free community walk to bring awareness and to support those living with type 1 diabetes. We haven't had the date announced yet, but it's typically fall of every year in the Portland area. And then we also hold local community events. There's a walk in Corvallis, and there's a walk in Bend as well. And so if you're in those communities listening in, we have those, and we hear you and we see you. And then we have virtual. We were talking about socials for adults living with type 1 diabetes, meetups. We have virtual meetups available. And we're here to support you if you want to host your own in-person coffee meetup with adults, other adults living with type 1 diabetes. We have our annual ride to cure, our bike ride. You won't catch me at that, unfortunately. I am more of a walker. and I'll go to public speaking engagements on behalf of Breakthrough T1D. But we have the bike ride, which is so popular. So there are different ways of getting involved. Make phone calls for us. Be a liaison for newly diagnosed families. Because if you're living with T1D, you know how it feels. And parents, you know how it feels when you get that initial diagnosis for your child. It's almost like you're going through a stage of grief for the child that you raised to this new diagnosis that feels like your whole world is flipped upside down. We want other parents to meet other parents that they can relate with and feel welcome and comfortable with. So there's so many ways to get involved. That was the long story long to your question.
Well, that's great, because one thing that was really helpful to me right after I was diagnosed, I did attend an event. It was a people with type 1 diabetes supper club. And we met once a month, and it was just great to be able to hear stories and talk to people who've been living with diabetes for a long time when I'm brand new to it.
Yeah.
So it that was invaluable. So
I love hearing that.
Yeah, look that information up and get involved in a in some sort of event. But let's where's the best place to get information?
Okay, on our website is the best place to get information. breakthrought1d.org/Pacific Northwest. So we are a shared chapter with Oregon and Washington. But if you just type in Portland or Oregon, our Oregon events will come up.
Excellent. And how about give it the date and time and place for the summit coming up?
Okay. Again, yes, so excited. We welcome all ages to this family-friendly event. Our community summit is Saturday, March 8th at Providence Willamette Falls Community Center in Oregon City.
Excellent. This has been great. Thank you so much for this information. It's been invaluable.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
We've been talking to Kara Alicia, Board President of Breakthrough T1D. Thanks again.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.